too much to do. Listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right.
Hello and welcome to DMTF 80. We're getting closer to the 100 by the minute. I'm Jan in Berlin, and today I have Joel and Patrick from the 18th happiest country in the world. We just found out. Welcome, welcome.
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
And today we have to talk about two men's matches of varying quality, or can you say disquality? No, that's not something
shittiness.
Like shittiness. Oh, yeah, of certain shittiness. Oh, that's the title right there. Shittiness. Yeah.
No, that's too vague.
No,
that might apply to too many matches.
Okay.
We have to be more specific.
You want to change the podcast to shittiness? Episode 81. Okay. We have the home game against KSC on the second match day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have 59,655 people. Gechter was back after his suspension from last season's match. And most of the numbers are just boring. Possession, 51-49. Shots, 14-19. 4 on target by Hertha, 2 by KSC. I didn't watch the match, but the stadium was kind of not quiet, but it wasn't that enthusiastic. Since the noise level died down pretty fast.
That's the impression I got as well. And we got, XG is what it is, but it was still, what I see here was 1.3 for KSC and 0.8 for Hertha. So it was a very whatever game, you know.
Hertha base have a Saisonwette where you can make certain bets.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, okay, for every goal that Hertha scores, I pay a euro or whatever. And I just thought about if Hertha ever gets over, let's say, over 2 on XG, I'll pay $100.
You will?
Yeah. No, let's say 5. Let's say 10. Oh, yeah. They have one guy who does all the shit. He does all the internet stuff for them. He's not even a member. He just likes to help out. And this year, I think it was 4,000 euros, and they usually give it to 3 different good causes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they started out with $1,000, and now they're at 4,000. Crazy.
When will they give that money out?
They just,
at the end of the season?
They just did from last season. Hang on.
I was going to say, they should give it to the manager so he can buy himself a clue.
How much is a clue?
It's expensive apparently because we don't have one yet.
But which manager do you mean? Do you mean the coach, or do you mean the
coach? That's the what Benny I meant. But I mean, it's I'm being harsh. It looks like we are still trying to find our footing, find the right combination of players, and so far it's not looking great. So let's keep looking.
I have a crazy idea. Why don't we just play the game like we mean to play the game? I mean, this is, I said the other day, you know, if it was like 2 more matches to go, I would say they're stumbling towards the finish line, but this is just, I don't know.
I remember also mentioning like it's early in the season to be tired.
Yeah.
You know,
and I mean they had some kind of momentum going. Everybody was kind of happy with all the matches and the additions and the players staying, but especially Riese. Mm-hmm. As the striker, just doesn't work.
That's true. Well, I mean, and another one I mentioned as well was Cuisance, and yeah. You said he was like they switched he switched positions a couple of times, and it doesn't seem like they found the right mix yet.
The thing is, he's not a 6 because he doesn't do enough defense.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not a defensive midfielder, but he would be like an 8 or a 10.
Mm-hmm.
But he shouldn't be too close to the goal, because if he gets to the goal, then he, you know, he has this, oh, they had a nice word last week for that. They said he has a decision fatigue.
Okay.
You know, because he's always...
Not bad.
Yeah,
not bad.
He's always the guy, one more, and then maybe this and that, and try this and another pass. So if he would just...
Okay.
Like, I mean, Mazab was better. Mazab just bam, bam, bam. went yes. all the way. Krattenmacher, the same.
Yeah.
Reese, I don't know. He's just like...
Is he playing too centrally?
Yeah, way too much.
And okay, so how can they fix that? Like, how can they make sure that he will be getting the final balls?
Put him to the wing and take in Gröning.
Okay.
My buddy.
Yes, a coffee mate.
Did you see the pictures?
You will have to be more specific.
They posted a picture after they won the match. You know, he scored the goal and then he pulled off his shirt. I just want to know how much he works out because it just looked, I don't know. I mean, I'm not familiar with apps or something like that.
Okay. Oh,
Jesus.
You're not one to talk? Okay, that's what you mean?
I have a one pack. Maybe we should just back up and, okay, say Karlsruhe was a shitty game.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
And let's move on immediately from that.
And then on Monday, we had the cup game.
Yes. Speaking of shitty, to stay on the topic, of shitty games, because Jesus Christ.
I mean, they all said before, okay, it's a really bad draw
mm-hmm.
because they're in the same league and we were the only ones playing against a team from the same league and everybody else was playing.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
I don't think I knew that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, me neither.
That's pretty shitty.
The thing is, normally the first round of the cup is really
typical
nice.
Luck.
Because it's 4 days and you can just watch football all day. But I totally forgot, so I didn't watch anything. I watched Hertha kind of, and then there was a problem with Moritz's Wi-Fi. And then I said, hey, you know what? Just leave it. I don't care. Let's play with the kids. Yeah. I didn't even see the penalties because we had to leave to get home.
Wow.
I was looking for stats.
Torches and pitchforks for you, Jan, because you walked out of a penalty shootout. That's
No. I walked out of the second half I walked out before the second half of the
extra time.
Because
okay.
The kid had to go to bed. The next day was her first day of daycare, so wanted to be fit for that. Yeah, I was trying to look for numbers, but all the numbers are so bad.
Yeah,
so instead we have a tweet by our friend Rolf from Blue Sky. I made a machine translation that says, according to Kicker, which is the football magazine,
mm-hmm.
only three underdogs managed the feat of beating a higher class team. These are Illertissen, Cottbus and Bielefeld. What's forgotten is that the underdog also emerged victorious in the match between Preußen Münster and Hertha BSC. I think they had like 27% possession.
Whoa.
I have 30 on my
at the end. Yeah, okay.
Yes, it wasn't great. Yeah,
I haven't found anything that wasn't like really bad. I read articles; everybody's just trashing them. I think Kicker was the nice one. Said, "Yeah, okay, they were lucky to win the game. It wasn't lucky. They were, I don't know what." And I don't understand how he keeps putting Dardai in, and why the heck would you put in Zessa, who hasn't played a match before and is more of an eight, instead of Jensen, who is the And then when the guys came in, the guys that were better, like Kolbe and Jensen, the match got better. And then Krattenmacher also. But but later said he put Krattenmacher in later because he wanted him to come in when the other players are tired.
Yeah.
Which kind of worked out. Oh, and in Germany, you know, we love our puns. And Krattenmacher, I think against Karlsruhe, he hit the bar. And now the new funny word is Krattenmacher Lattenkracher.
Okay.
This is bad. We should get an ang sound for the soundboard. We should get put on the list. Also, what is the case?
Yeah, that works.
I thought you were going to say like K-bar. Like K-bar is a knife, is the army knife. It's a K-bar.
Okay, K-bar.
So I thought that's what that is what you were gonna say.
Rattenmacher Lattenkracher.
No, I got it the first time.
Doesn't get any fun here by repeating it.
I don't know, kind of does. I mean,
kind of.
I had this friend who became a foreign language assistant or secretary. And then his first job, because he just didn't really want to go somewhere. And his first job was at Kellogg's in Manchester.
Okay.
And the first day he got on the bus, it's the story he told all the time when we were drunk. So I have tried to get through it. He got to Manchester straight from language school. So all Oxfordian shit. And
yes,
he got on the bus and the first thing said, "Good morning, sir. I'd like to purchase a ticket to Basildon or something, please." And the guy said, "Quick, mate." He said, "Excuse me, sir. I didn't quite get it. Quick, mate." And went on. And then because if English people think you don't understand, they just say the same thing again louder. Then he kept telling me, "Quick, mate, quick, mate." And then the guy said, "Excuse me, I think he wants a pound." So he was supposed to pay a pound for the trip. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, not so funny, but yeah.
As if being in Manchester didn't suck at all. Anyway.
Yeah, so the match was horrible.
Very bad.
Very bad. I mean,
because like we were awful too.
Worse.
Like worse it awful. Was just, we were just so bad to watch.
And Poison could do what they wanted. Like duck, 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 duck. Oof. And I mean, without Ernst?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
0-5 or something.
I mean, we almost should have lost, like for sure, like just straight up.
Yes.
Like, absolutely. And
27 shots.
No.
That's what I have here. 27 to 11.
It was the 11-5 at halftime.
Yes. 11-1? Wasn't it the 11-1 at halftime or something?
I think 2.
Yeah, yeah. Like something one-sided. And and I watched the highlights before we
highlights.
Yeah, highlights. Quote. Yeah, air quote.
The Ernst save. Like that's.
Yeah, two of them and
highlight reel done.
Kownacki, his miss at the end. I wanted to teleport myself and strangle the guy right there.
He came in late and he gets 2 balls in the entire game. And look at Riese, what he. Everything he does, you can go to SofaScore and look at his shot chart. He shoots, everything. Whenever he has the mistakes he made, there was a ball and he was just supposed to shoot it and he wasn't able to, and then somehow it just rolled like he was playing boccia or something like that. I don't know what his problem is.
But he did have a really good shot at the very end.
Oh, the one?
And the keeper had to make a nice save. Okay, so,
Okay, shot. He didn't have to jump. He just moved his hand up.
But missed the one that should have just been right in.
Kownacki, yeah.
But one thing I really can't hear anymore is something like, somehow we slept through the first 20 minutes. Why? What's your reason for?
Yeah.
And last season, Lytle always said we have to bring the basics, which is aggressiveness and defense, nothing.
Whoops.
I mean,
0-for-2 right there.
I mean, shoot me, but why don't we just take out Leistner and put in Rochel? Can't get much worse, and he can't be slower.
Hmm?
Nothing against Toni, but they're not doing well. And Dade, sorry, it's nothing.
Dade, yeah, I agree completely. I don't know what's going on, but
he was never good. He had pretty snazzy offensive moves, but Kolbe is bigger, a better defender, and he plays better passes.
Hmm. Is he injured right now, Colton?
No. He came in the second half.
Yeah, he was subbed in at...
I think he had a cold, but he made it to the kader, to the squad. Oh, and we had another 12-year-old on the pitch. I don't even know why. He brought 12? On Janne Berner?
Yeah, that rings a bell.
I think he's actually 12?
No, of course not. You can't play until...
I'm like, wait, what?
You can't play until you're 16.
Yeah, okay. I'm like...
No, but it's just, in a close game where you're fighting to stay in, you bring in... I think he brought him on the left, but I'm not sure. Oh, and of course, we didn't even have Deo, who was the only player who usually brings the right attitude to play. This was... Was just no.
And did you get the? I mean, I didn't. But did you get the press conference after the match? The coach said that they were missing some important players. Yeah. I mean, I've heard that. I didn't hear that directly, so maybe that's not quite what he said. But I thought it was really weird.
No, he said we're still missing players, and the only player that I would give him to be missing is Paul Seguin. But if the whole system is stacked around a 30-year-old guy.
We are in trouble. Yeah, that's trouble. The case.
Can't even find the young guy. Maybe he's not on the list. Janne Berner. Janne Berner. And he played okay, but I don't know why. I mean, Lum, wasn't Lum on the band? Anyways, they somehow made it. But what I don't get is, okay, you are in extra time. And then,
yes.
You know what? I'll just go for the penalties.
Oh, yeah.
I think I mentioned that during the match. Like, if you are some, second level team and you're holding on for dear life against, 2011 Barcelona, then you go for the penalties because you cannot keep up with them, obviously. And that makes sense. But like against that team, against Preußen, Münster, there was no reason to be that defensive,
There was no.
They should have gone for the juggler.
And that's the concerning part, that Leiter said that the way they played was not how they planned to play, that they were supposed to not hit those long balls, but try to build up something. But all the defenders just got nervous, and I think
they panicked.
I think I read.
Fuck it, let's hoof it.
Yeah, can't make a pass
50 times. Yeah.
I'm out of here, man.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't pay me enough. But there was this
don't pay me enough. Sorry.
No, there was a
it's early in the morning here.
There was a so you're still drunk? No.
No. Can you imagine if it was actually the actual thinking of a player doing that? Fuck this, they are not paying me enough, and boom,
just
send it like in row 25.
Drilling holes, last 2 weeks. Yes.
Jesus.
That was rough. Oh, man, that stadium is tiny, though. That was one thing I kept. I was like, wow, stadium. That place is small. Yeah, okay. What do you want to, what do you call it? Just a pitch? Like,
they blew the roof off.
We were loud. Like on the feed, I could hear us mostly. Yeah. So, I mean, that was kind of nice. One thing I picked, for.
So there were like 10, wasn't it like 12,000 or 15,000 people there or something?
It's the sack.
So
I have the details.
Is it still like 10% for the away section?
Yes.
In those cases?
Normally, yeah.
Okay. So that means.
So still like 1,200 people?
Yeah.
And pretty sure people tried to get tickets.
Other than,
okay. I got 10,500.
Okay.
Okay.
So
30%. Oh my God. 27 to 11 shots.
Mm-hmm.
Mother. 939 passes to 389. What the fuck?
If Hertha had been playing their B team
and,
take their chances, okay, yeah, fuck, whatever. But like it had no reason to be that, one-sided.
But they were missing all these players,
Zeguin and Zefau, yes. Oh, yeah, both are out. We're screwed,
Yeah, we were banking on them.
Might as well play the kit man, and the janitor.
Janne Berner was on for 9 minutes, had 3 of 3 passes, so he probably was better than half the squad. But I read an article by a guy, and he wrote that in the first 20 minutes or half hour or first half, I don't know, Martin Winkler had 2 passes and 0%. 0%.
No.
Yeah. The thing, okay, you might talk about the problem of having missing a winger, but then, I mean, if nobody shows up to play, I don't even know.
Yeah.
You could send in whoever and nothing would happen if everybody else just goes like,
It's not one piece that's missing. It looks like systemic failure.
Attitude.
Yeah. Like it's everything. Like it's just, there's no.
Systemic failure. Also, there's good no title.
Well, yeah, but like, okay, so next match is
Darmstadt.
Against Darmstadt. Okay,
could be
I'm gonna have it. It looks like it showed up on my DAZN schedule.
Ooh.
I don't know if they finally figured it out or not, but oh man, yeah, DAZN's been
so we're gonna expect your analysis
so much.
Let's say 2 pages, 1,000 words.
Honestly, it's a good question. Like, did they just have a everybody had a bad enough day that day, or like,
but what happened since, I mean,
should we be worried against Darmstadt?
But I mean, the preseason was okay.
Okay.
And then I don't know what happened. I mean, just missing Zewin can't be the thing. And he's sturdy.
I hope not.
And you have Jensen, who's a dog, in my opinion.
Okay.
I mean, I guess it is only three games, one of them being Schalke, which I'm not going to attribute anything to the much again. Like, I'm not going to hold a loss against Schalke in a sense against like, okay, that was such a massive failure on our part. I'd be like, okay, fine. We lost that one, you know? So it's like,
but they keep saying we knew exactly what we were going to get. And then they still fucked up.
Yeah.
They exactly said we knew what to expect against Schalke. And then we just rolled over.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not somebody to trash the team, but Jesus, I'm very concerned. Very. And I don't get, okay, why do you start Dade, who hasn't had any good 5 minutes in this season, when you have Kolbe on the bench, who's better, bigger, stronger, better in maybe all the different statistics? You have Gröning, who is the only one who scored a goal from open play.
Mm-hmm.
And you bring him, I mean, in the cup, why don't you bring him in for extra time?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Okay, Krattenmacher is okay. Come in, he's young,
mm-hmm.
second season in the league, that's okay. Oh, and one thing, Münster, they played very physical. So you could see whenever something happened, another elbow for good measure and this and that, you know, but you're supposed to be the bigger team and you have to dominate and kill them. As you said, go for the jugular.
And as you said, they are supposed to, like, you know, Münster were what we thought they were, to quote Dennis Green from a few years ago. Yeah, that was one of the good quotes from an NFL coach. But yeah, I mean, they shouldn't have been surprised that Münster was that physical, and still they got owned, you know?
And we lost both matches to them last year already.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we lost at home 2-1, and then they killed us 3-0 away.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
And their strikers are old. They both have man buns.
Schulz was one of them, I think.
Drexler, Hendrix, something. Some music name.
Okay.
Meyer and Amenido? Huh? Oh, yeah, Hendrix is a winger. Okay. Yeah, Hendrix and Schulz. Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Schulz got a yellow, yeah, and yeah.
Yeah.
And the camera kept going to him and he was really involved in the first half. And like, I was like, you know, who is that guy? He is like, you know, owning every Hertha player on the pitch. It's crazy.
I think Leisner said that the first 20 minutes, we were playing prime Barca.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then he said it went better. It got better. It didn't get better. It just stayed shit.
I was going to say maybe a little tiny less shit, but still quite shit, yeah. You know?
I mean, and this one article said that the only player who showed up to play was Ernst.
For sure, yeah.
And somebody wrote to give all the, you know, they get premiums for advancing around. Give it all to Ernst.
Well, yeah, do we know? I think you were mentioning that, Joel, in the chat. How much money did we get from that match?
Yeah, I didn't, winning
that match?
Yeah, I didn't look it up.
I can look it up. It's easy.
Because we're pretty early too, right? So imagine it's not a crazy amount. But I mean, hey, every step brings us to a little more.
Enough for the döner after the match.
Yeah.
Döner.
For the gas, for the bus ride home.
Exactly.
I found it. Hang on. Give me talk amongst yourselves. Give me a sec. So how's the weather? Oh, awesome, man.
This game was shit.
Oof.
What else is there to say?
Yeah, no, not much.
First round? Oh, first round is 211,886 euros. So not even a quarter million.
Not even, okay, but still, I mean, hey, it's not...
Second
it's
round?
For the game that we watched, I'll take it. I mean, free money is what you're saying?
Yeah.
They should pay us 200,000 euros just for watching that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, and
honestly, yes.
And on the vlog, the official Hertha channel, the guy said at some point, it feels
is that the Vlogy?
The Blogy.
The Vlogy, yeah. Yeah.
No, I kind of like it because you see more than you see in these stupid highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Like the official Sky highlights showed you 5,000 shots by Münster, two by Hertha, and then they showed the missed penalty and the final penalty. But and in the video by Hertha, see, I'm avoiding vlog, and you could see the entire match. He's always behind the Hertha goal.
Ah, okay.
So you see lots of that.
Okay.
You see lots of stuff happening, and you see the entire penalty shootout. Yeah.
Okay.
Because there was actually, usually, you know, they throw a coin, toss a coin for possession and which goal, but the other side was construction. So I think they went to the,
okay.
Yeah. And it was really close to the Hertha fans, and yeah.
Hmm.
The only little thing of good thing could be that the winning this shitty game, some, you know, see how they were, I mean, they were like celebrating that, like, they just won the cup or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed that. I thought they were celebrating pretty hard, and I'm kind of like, like, I don't know, that doesn't look very good, I don't think.
Yeah.
And
harder than they played.
Yeah, exactly. Where'd that energy come from, guys?
Exactly. Like,
I mean, last year you would have somebody like Maza say, you know, feel really bad for the fans and I'm sorry and we should actually pay them. And now they said, yeah, I mean, we didn't play well, but we won the game and awesome. And to me, I'm really, that's like alarm bells going off about the cognitive dissonance of Leitl, who in the presser said, yeah, you know, it wasn't a good game, but I have to congratulate the team on their performance. What?
Wow.
Where, which part? What are you talking about? But I think, I sincerely hope that he just does the usual thing. You don't trash the team in public.
Yeah.
But then when the doors are closed, you rip them new ones.
Not yet. Then you start kicking asses. Yeah. Yes.
So bad.
I mean, yeah, I hope as well he did that. But
killed him.
I mean, I would have loved to see what he would have said had they lost the match.
Yeah.
Because it came down to the shootout, you know, it could have gone either way.
Yeah, true.
I mean, the shootout went pretty well. Oh,
sorry?
Shootout went pretty well, except for Jens. Yeah. Yeah. Jens got lucky. Jesus. Remember the Jens?
Yes.
That's the one you...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, shit. Then going back to the injuries, we have Pascal Clemens, who never played that much. Jay Brooks, who never played. Yeah. Diego Demme, who's out.
Never will.
And Diego Demme, who's out again with his head injury thing, nobody knows. So I wouldn't hold my breath for him to come back. Gasbeck and Goller both got surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You have Kabovnik, who has been a no-impact player so far. Lukas Schüle has scored 2 goals last season. And then you have Seguin, who I think he brought an injury from Schalke. Where I always wonder, okay, but what about, I mean, the same they said about Rochel when he came, he played, and then he was injured, and they said he came injured, but doesn't the medical staff just, I mean, what do you do the medical check if they don't see the injuries? I don't.
Maybe they thought, okay, so yeah, we can manage that, and it turned out to be worse than expected. But yeah, it always sounds like, what are you guys doing? Like, you know, shouldn't you like double check that stuff before relying on the guy for the entire season, you know?
So next round can only get better. And if they play kind of like last time, it's going to be over after this.
Well, anyone will beat us.
Yes.
Amps can't do that again.
Oh.
Hey. Well, I mean, maybe.
I'd like to see him try.
I mean...
He could, but hopefully not.
Yeah.
Hopefully he won't have to.
Yeah.
When will the draw take place for the next round?
There's going to be a match. There was one last night and one tomorrow, or tonight and tomorrow night, because of the important Super Cup that happened last Saturday. So Bayern and Stuttgart have to play their matches. And then usually it's on Sundays, but I haven't looked into that. Yeah, but there's two more matches to play, and then they will have the draw.
Okay.
And all I can say on this, hang on, DFB Pokal. No. Runde A. Hey, there you go. 32 teams left. 31st of August.
Okay.
Is the draw?
Is the draw, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's always one of the worst things to watch on television. It's they they invite people from the small clubs, and then it's a freak show.
It is not.
You know this movie where they bring a freak to dinner? There's a French version and an American remake with Steve Carell.
Oh.
Le Dîner de Con? Dîner with Schmucks?
Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. It's.
I never watched the remakes.
Oh.
The original was good, though, with Jacques Villeray and Thierry Lhermitte. Yes.
I watched the, you know, the. What's the one with the
sorry.
Yeah, but in
my own head.
But there's this one was a big hit in the 2000s, I guess, where this one guy has to go somewhere else and everybody has prejudice against the people who are there. They're called the Stis in German.
Yeah, Bienvenue chez les Stis.
Yeah, yeah. That one I liked.
Okay.
Or the one with the guy in the wheelchair where Omar.
Yeah, Omar C.
Yeah, with his...
Or Sai, I never know, but I think it's C. It's Les Invincibles or Les Intouchables.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. And I think there was a remake of that as well.
Nice.
Yeah. Jesus, now I have to look it up. Tangent City again.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
Maybe we could do a crossover episode. We could do a crossover ETF episode where you at least have some... some reasoning,
some structure. No, I'm joking.
I listen to your podcast. You have no structure whatsoever.
That's not true. Come on, man.
Segue. The second one will be held on the 28th and 29th of October.
Oh, hey, that's my baby's due date.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You have to name it after the person who scores the first goal. Fabiana.
Yeah.
Davidana. Or
that conversation would not go well, I don't think.
Sebastiana. Do you already have names?
Nope, not yet.
Boy or girl, do you know?
Yeah, girl. Baby girl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've known that for actually a really long time. Because
no penis.
We paid extra for like the genetic testing.
Yeah.
That they can do at like 10 weeks or whatever, but then through that test they also tell the gender by the blood or whatever.
Is that the one where they check for
mainly Down syndrome?
Yeah,
is the big one. Like they test for a few other things too, but
for us it's free. They asked us and we said we don't want to.
Oh, we can I could have done the free one.
Yeah.
But we paid for like an earlier blood work one.
Okay.
But otherwise they would have done it for free at I think 12 weeks or something or
yeah, we did this one.
It would have happened a little bit later, but this one we were able to do sooner and it was easier cuz I think the other one involved a bit of a like ultrasound as well. Anyway, we just wanted to know. And this one also told us the gender, which the other one wouldn't have.
Okay. And did you, did it go the way you wanted?
Oh, yeah. No, everything. Yeah, no. In that sense, the pregnancy has been, like, perfect.
No, but,
you like, the gender.
The gender. I don't know. No, I mean, I think I've always been pretty... I've never cared. Like I was never locked in. Because, you know, at the end of the day, like, I don't know. It's like, it's just sort of like, how am I going to, like... sort of want a gender so bad when, you know, like it's 50-50, you know, like, I don't know. I never tried to think about it too much.
Okay. But like, you know, it would have been okay to have a preference, air quotes.
I know you don't like girls. It's okay.
Steph would have liked a girl.
We understand you don't like women. Yeah, but
I mean,
you're amateur.
You know, to be honest though, like we're hopefully also, and like hopefully we'll see. We're hopefully not totally done either in a way. So like,
okay,
you know, and so we'll see what happens in the sense of the second one. So I mean, like, I would argue now though, I would have a preference. Like, so yeah, like if we do have a second child, then yeah, I would like to have a boy in that in that
one
sense.
Of each.
Yeah, 100%. So like that, I definitely. Because, yeah, because like I said so before, you know, like I've never shied away of the idea of being sort of like a girl dad, you know, like, and Renee thinks I'd be a great, like, dad to a girl too. And same thing with a boy though too, you know, but either way, I just look forward to teaching some little kid, you know, bringing them to Berlin.
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, it's...
bring them to their first Eisbahn game or something, you know, like...
Oh
God! Oh, geez.
But then you have to get the really, really big headphones.
We someone already bought them for us.
Protection.
Like we got, like they were on our registry, and so one of our friends already picked them up.
Registry.
Okay, they're
like
nice. The
big, yeah. Because already we know, like even, you know, depending on when we come next year, if it's at the end of the season, we'll be bringing an infant to the stadium. You know what I mean?
Why not? Yeah, I mean, I don't know, but it's got to involve some logistics for sure. You have a lot of things on your plate, you know?
Yeah.
But we already talked about the us getting them a pram when they come here so they don't have to put it on the flight.
Yeah.
So that's a hassle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And I mean, it's already such a, like, even just that thought is already such an advantage, you know? Like, especially, like, makes going to Berlin even just that much easier, you know?
Yeah. Travel bag.
Anything helps.
Baby monitor. Ah, so much stuff.
There's so much, just too much baby shit, man. Though it's a scam too.
Hasn't even started shitting yet.
It's just like I just mean like the whole industry, the whole fucking. Like, oh yeah. Baby seller, everything. They just want to sell you something for everything. It's all so much just shit, so much stuff.
That word, baby and marriage.
Oh, wedding.
That's the second wedding. Word.
Oh, like, yeah,
As soon as you say that word, like prices go.
Hey, yeah. I would like to reserve this event space. Yeah, it's $1,000. Okay. It's for a wedding. Oh, it's $5,000.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I meant weddings, not marriage.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I forgot what it was. Yeah, I can't find a way back. I don't know what to say.
Well, that's okay, but because I found the title of the remake for the Intouchables, the French movie you mentioned a few minutes ago.
The one with
there was a remake.
With the guy in the wheelchair and the...
Yes, and the guy in the wheelchair was Bryan Cranston, and the helper was Kevin Hart.
Oh, my... Oh, yeah, yeah. So, Kevin Hart is shit, but Cranston's good.
Yeah, but like, watch the original. The original was good.
Yeah, no, I watched the original. I just have a hard time looking at them without, and even with French subtitles, I'm not really that good.
Okay.
It's just, because nobody in class dares to, one thing I want to ask about the baby, sorry for going back, but do you guys have this, in Germany, whenever you have a kid, you just save all the stuff you have and you either keep it for the second child or you pass it on to somebody else, so you wear hand-me-downs basically the first 5 years?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, certainly.
Good, great.
Okay, so
very clever of me asking a closed question. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. I have another question. Like,
yes,
in Germany, do people drive on the right side?
Yes. Back to you.
Okay, good.
Did I send you the reel with the? It's an Australian like morning haha radio show.
I don't think you have.
And
no?
Maybe I sent it to Joe, and they show a video of somebody who pronounces something wrong, and it's so bad. She made dulce de leche, which is Argentinian.
Yeah, like caramel-ish. Yeah,
caramelized milk, and they put it on, put on everything. And the guy goes, says,
Yeah.
Yeah, and the guy says, oh, hello. I just made my first own douche de louche.
Ouch.
Yeah, I can't get over it. It's just so douche de louche. Okay, sorry. Okay, shall we just move on to the news?
Yeah.
Yes.
Since we only have 7 minutes left. No, more than... Oh, we're good on time. Oh, because the game was so bad. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
News. Spendet Becher rettet Leben. The...
Mm-hmm.
Traditional 20th time, no, 25th time? I think 25th time or 20th time. For a long time, they've been collecting money, and for the first time, they made it to 100K.
Oh, nice. Okay.
It was 86,915.54 by the fans, and the Ultras of Hannover also played along, which I thought was really great.
Oh. Fair play to them.
And had then topped it, and then had topped it off 200K, which is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
For charity, of course, not for pyrotechnics.
Not yet.
The man player friendly at Hertha Zehlendorf in September, but tickets are $10.
Oh.
Five of you remember, which I still think is way too much for that kind, that quality of play.
But like, does it go to charity as well?
No, that all goes to Zehlendorf. It's away at Zehlendorf. The
they probably need it more than we do. So, you know.
I doubt that, but yeah. And
why?
Because I think they're not like 100 million in the hole.
No, but like they're a tiny team. So, you know, if they can get some money, so, you know, that's good, right?
I mean, we have, let me like have it open.
Why are you tilting your head? Or is your monitor?
No, because
at an angle?
No, I have financial statements open and the balance sheet is always in A3. So it's the wrong way around. That's why I'm tilting my head. We are in the hole. Oh, 100.
Not even going to it.
110 million. 110 million in the hole. So I don't think they have that kind of problem. We.
Okay. I thought you meant Zehlendorf is 110 million. I was like, Jesus Christ, what's going on? Okay.
Yeah, they bought too many players for the Regionalliga team.
That's why I meant, you know, they could use some, you know, some pocket change.
Yeah, Regionalliga is not really good for making any money. There's just these
that's why they are charging 10 euros a pop.
Or maybe they're just assholes. Who knows? Okay, that's about...
always a possibility.
We didn't talk about Görlich, did we? No, we left that out last time. But I think we can still skip it for two more weeks and then he's going to come in and we have more input from him and more stuff to say.
Yeah, sure.
But at least the casting has ended successfully. Okay, and I think that's about it, except for questions.
Mm-hmm.
We have a question from a foreign entity. Oh, great. I copied the answers, and it's all white on white. Because okay. I'm the only one doing anything around here. Marcus, long-time listener.
Okay.
Marcus, we forgot. Can you do... the next, some of you, the shout out.
Oh, shout out to Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Oh. Yay, Steve.
No questions from Steve this week. He's slacking off.
Oh, whoa. Damn,
come on,
geez.
Steve. Pick it up.
Okay.
Holy.
Marcus, long time.
Are we finally going from viewers to viewer?
Yeah.
Or listeners? Yeah. I don't know why I said viewer.
Marcus, long time not listener, first time writer, said, could you give us a vote on? Number one, how are your overall feelings regarding Hertha at the moment?
Yeah.
And second, how much hope do you have for the rest of the season? And Rebecca mm-hmm. from her vacation felt the need or felt inspired to answer something. And if I can change the color of the script, I can read out her answer. Or does any of you want to say something?
Yeah, I got it. I got it right here.
Oh, and Marcus said, please explain your choices, which I think is the hardest part.
I would add a question to it, actually. Could you give us a vote on the execution of the team? And my answer would be, I am in favor. Thank you.
Okay.
Jan, get the joke. Joel, sorry, did you get the joke?
Joke. Doing a lot of heavy lifting here.
All right. So, okay.
Rebecca's answers first, and you can take some time to think.
Yes. Okay. So, first question, A4.
Oh,
so yeah.
He wanted us to give, he wanted us to give school marks, as in Germany. And in Germany, it's 1 to 6. So, 1 is A. 2 is B, 3 is C, pass is 4,
mm-hmm.
fail is 5, and the worst is 6.
Yes.
So, but it's wrong. What she wrote is wrong. She wrote 4, so ungenügend or insufficient is not correct, because four is sufficient. Five would be
Five would be passing grade. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
It was a bad.
All right.
So, what do you think she meant? she meant five. That right? Yeah.
That's a good question.
It was
a
bad start, good point. And I don't really see any progress at the moment. There were a few better phases versus KSC, but no, Münster was so bad again that I don't think those phases really matter. My feelings would potentially be even worse if I wasn't on holiday and watched the last two games in beautiful panorama with nice food, great drinks, and good company. Simply too beautiful and relaxing to get as upset as I probably should have. And for question number two, she says, I'm still okay, but more so because my overall feeling is rather just, oh, so it's the same procedure as every season. And also because I just decided that those disappointing performances weren't worth getting angry about on holiday. But the truth is, if there isn't significant improvement gradually within the next three games, then we're in big trouble. After that start, we probably need to win two out of three. My small hope right now is that the way how they won the cup game, has given them an emotional boost, like more confidence, more fight, or I would say fight at all, more team spirit, because we are at a point where we need those qualities already. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, they cannot play any poorer than the last match.
Oh, you jinxed it. I jinxed it.
Ah, Jesus.
Yeah, For fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
Did you ever see this, the Idiots Olympics on Monty Python's Flying Circus?
Maybe, but it doesn't...
I'll look it up. It's,
sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
I remember the Philosopher's Match. I remember that.
And there's Nietzsche. Yeah.
Okay.
Bless you.
So what else? Yes. Okay. So yeah. So how about we answer the same questions? I mean, Rebecca, I think got it right. Like, you know, no need to panic just yet, but it is worrying. And let's see what the next three matches tell us.
But did she have Robert in that she's on vacation so much?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's knife twisting. That's knife twisting a little bit. That's rough. But yeah, you're welcome back anytime, Rebecca. Yeah, just so we're clear.
I think number two, I think on them, that's basically something I said earlier. That yeah, but that's a very small glimmer of hope.
Mm.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope.
We can see it on two different aspects of it. There is the strategic aspect, like, you know, who plays where, and there is the intensity aspect. And last match, neither was good.
Yeah.
You know? So that might be what's worrying me a little bit. Like, you know, if they weren't set up right, but they gave everything they had on the pitch.
Yeah.
Okay, fair. Yeah. But that wasn't the case. So, you know.
Yeah, but then, I mean, sorry, lost my train of thought. yeah, but I mean, if my fear is that they, from the interviews they gave, that they don't really know what time it is, because it's
yeah.
I would if I was Typhoon Kong, I would say I'm up to here in shit. Yeah, you know. So
I don't know. I mean, what do you say though? Sometimes after a performance like that, too. Like I don't know. It's the same in a lot of other sports. Like you hear the dumb shit they say after hockey games after they get pumped, or even, you know what I mean. Like just some of the things that get, you know. Like I feel like you're just get this fucking camera out of my face and then, you know, and get to the locker room.
I would have been okay with them saying, yeah, we got away with one.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You're right. It'd be nicer if they said something like that, right?
Yes.
Acknowledged a little more the insufficiency, right? So if I'll go for number five, though, that as my answer, right? Then at least definitely insufficient, right? From the last three games, it's not, I don't think we need to start losing our minds quite yet, but from what we've seen, it's been completely insufficient.
Yes.
Right. So, yes. And I mean, maybe they're not a six because of Ernst, because we had a keeper that showed up. So one out of 11, you know? So, I mean, you know, okay, well, you got to start somewhere. Let's see who's going to be
build from the back.
Yeah.
You know, okay.
You might as well start with the keeper. He's going to need to stop some balls.
Exactly.
And then you have Dielbeck.
So, next but match? That feeds into my hope answer, I guess, is that he was that glimmer. He showed some professionalism in that sense. So like he was the one person that definitely showed that he belonged in there in the game. Whereas, for sure. You know, like the rest of the team didn't really seem that. I still have hope. I'll always have hope, you know, I mean, in that way. So, but it looks difficult and it can't continue this way. Cause there's no, like, there's the fact that we won is such a joke.
Yes. Oh yeah. We dodged a bullet for sure.
No, we should not. Like, you can't play football like that and win. But like, I don't know. Somehow we can.
Did they play football?
Yeah,
sure.
you were going to mention the Zeefuik.
Zeefuik will be back, and maybe Jensen, if Jensen gets to start. I mean, that's the thing
for Darmstadt
match. Yeah, Dio was out because he was had the red card against Cologne last year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I would play Jensen on the six, nobody else, and I don't understand why he's still. I would move Reza to the bench or to the wing. And then have Kovnatsky and Gröning get their thing done. And maybe the enthusiasm of Jensen and Deo and Ernst and Gröning might somehow, you know, be the butterfly wings that start the hurricane. Thank you. Be all week.
We'll see, I guess.
I'm afraid we'll have to see.
Yes.
Maybe I can find something to do on Sunday.
That's the spirit.
Since Joel got it covered, he's going to do an analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's almost an hour. We don't have to beat the dead horse any longer.
Yeah.
One more check.
Stop. Please stop.
Until next time.
It's already dead.
Yeah. He's already dead. All right.
I know the Holy Grail. I'm not dead. Okay. Yeah. So
all right.
We'll be back at some point in time. It is not today and not tomorrow.
Thank you for listening.
Yes. And
thank you for your questions.
Yes.
True.
Marcus. Big up.
Mm-hmm. Steve, come on, Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
Yeah,
Steve.
We believe in you. Come on. Okay.
Yeah, and I hope we did enough off-topic stuff for Steve.
Yes. And thank you, Rebecca.
Hope to have her back soon.
Oh, wait. Did she go on vacation?
Yeah.
That was unclear. That seemed unclear to me.
Good one. I was about to say, yeah, of course you did. Did you read the man? Well done. Okay.
All right. Thank you. And until next time.
At the BSC.
At the BSC.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
We need to workshop that a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
See ya. Cheers.
Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou, and keep listening to the Dalmatian Football Podcast.